Next application is case number 11277. The application of Michael Zerzi, located east of Route 273A, also known as Bald Eagle Road, located at the southeast corner of Crazy Lane and 4th Street, and being lots C1 to C4 within Bay Vista Development, being identified on the tax maps as tax map ID 3-34, map 19.16, and being parcel number 115, requesting a variance from the front yard setback requirement. In this application, the request is for a 7-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard setback, and is for a second-story stairs. Gentlemen, we did receive two mail returns. The return to sender, one says no mail receptacle, and the other one says the same thing. They're both no mail receptacles. So they're just mail returns. Actually, one of them was the applicant. I don't know if the applicant's here or not. The applicant here?
Yeah.
Good.
Come forward, please.
That's all I have. No other questions.
Thank you. We're going to be sworn in, if you would.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Michael Zorzi, 12 St. Michael's Place, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971.
And you are?
This is my wife, Elizabeth.
Elizabeth Zorzi. And
address?
Same address.
You both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
I knew I'd say the name wrong, but I'm going to say sorry.
Good evening, members of the board.
Good evening, sir.
We're here to present our variance case for a front yard setback. Very minimal impact on the property and the surrounding area. I believe we asked for a 7-foot setback, and as a set of plans here is the most current, we're looking closer to a 6-foot, but we wanted to be sure we had enough room there. The lot has a very irregular shape, and even though it is 100 foot deep at its widest point, the current setbacks or the updated setbacks really limit our footprint, especially with it's got a slight angle in the back going from 100 foot to 90 foot, so it really kind of cuts back our, you know, this 30 foot setback that they imposed really limits our width that we're able to build, especially as it tapers down to the one side. And this is a canal front house. We are trying to maximize some decks in the back and really give the neighborhood a nicer, you know, we removed a 50-year-old house there, so we're trying to improve the area if we can. And this was the minimal way to achieve everything we wanted to do with, you know, the minimal impact on the front of the house. It really mimics the house next door in size and shape, and, you know, like I said, this was our minimal impact to the area. So if you want to, I can pass this.
To Newsom.
This is just the footprint. It shows what the impact of this variance is going to have.
I believe we have that.
I think we have that.
I think we have that.
You have that already?
We have it under your
the most current. Okay. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Okay.
Except.
There's your variance right there. Right?
It's just the stairs. See that little kick out?
Right there.
Changed, but I don't think that was on the foundation, so it wouldn't have mattered anyway. So it is just the stairs.
Okay.
The little kick out on the window?
That's changed.
The bay window can encroach 2 foot into a setback, so it doesn't
affect. Okay. Yeah, we took that off altogether. So it really, it's just the little, it's really a half set of stairs is what we did. We didn't want to have a full, you know, flight going up the outside. So this is basically a landing between the first and second floor. So it kind of fell in this gray area as far as impact, impeding in the setback. So we really went through a lot of tries with the architect and spent a lot of money to get to this point. So hopefully, you know, this is the least, you know, impact on the area, and that'll be acceptable. So that's about all we have.
All right, sir. You know, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Hudson, start with you.
Yes, sir. You touched on some of them, but do you have the standards for granting variance in front of you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Could you just go down through them?
Yeah.
Like I say, you touched on some of them.
This is for the uniqueness. Due to the setbacks, it limits the ability to project the stairs in front of the house. which we were trying to maximize our living space. So this is really puts a hamper on the design. This also adds, the lot also has an odd shape, like I said before, that really gives you a very, in our for our needs, a small footprint. There was no exceptional practical difficulty. The possibility of development, can the property be developed in strict conformity? No, due to the needs of our project, the space needed with our family size, there was really no other way as we tried to exercise all possible options to make this work, but this seemed to be the most feasible option for variance. And we believe that, yes, it is necessary for our use of this property. We did not create the problem, but we were just trying to find the easiest way to solve the problem. And as far as effects on the surroundings, we think this house is just going to help this neighborhood grow. There's already some, you know, rebuilding in the area, so this is just going to be another, you know, the house that was there before was very... It was pretty raggedy, so we think that building a new house and with this design that we've got, we're really going to have a grand effect on the area. We do not think the variance will have any permanently impair the use of the adjacent property. Again, we think it'll help everyone's adjacent properties, and no, it shouldn't have any effect on the public welfare due to its minimal impact on the lot itself. Extend the variances. Yes, again, as far as the scope of this project, we feel that this is the least possible modification to make our, you know, make our project work with the size that we need. And it, and we feel that it's also necessary to afford our relief for this. I wasn't sure. This seemed to be repetitive.
This is.
A and C.
The last one is.
Okay. Will the exception substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring property? Again, no. We feel that this is going to improve all the surrounding properties.
That one doesn't even apply. So.
What's that? Oh, for the doesn't. Okay, I was wondering about that. Okay.
Sorry.
Right, thank you.
But the last.
Any further questions?
The last question on that form is repetitive.
Okay.
Mr. Workman, any questions?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
And I'm Mr. Lang? Yeah.
The typical house in Bay Vista, what's the setback typically?
You know, that's the thing.
You referenced that the setbacks changed when you first started.
Yeah. I think it was the rear setback that really changed. But 30 was the typical. I think, you know, I did like an average measure and it was, you know, 28-ish it looked like, but I couldn't tell without getting a surveyor out there, and it didn't seem like I was going to be able to get that exception.
I know a lot of the old restrictions and developments back when this was created in the 40s and 50s were 25.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
There was any zoning
jurisdiction. We were right close. I think the rule was if the average was over what we needed, then we could have avoided the variance from adjacent properties, but it was, I think we only had like 4 or 5 feet, so I was, yeah, you know, going for that 7. But I think another one we lost in the rear, too, because there was like a shed behind, so I think we lost 5 feet back there, too.
But and just so this is for your benefit, mm-hmm, being you're facing Crazy Lane.
Yep.
And your side yard, because it's a corner on Front Street, is 15, so you get that right. You could actually go to 10 next to C5.
Oh, okay.
Because it's an undersized lot and square footage, so you can get a little benefit there. Even though the 20-foot still required on the rear. So you can gain 5 on the side on that one side.
But deck just got bigger.
It would be 10-foot on that one side.
No bigger.
The price just got
bigger. We really are trying to. We went through this thing.
Mr. Chairman, I do have one other question or comment.
Sure.
Noticed on the rear of your home, mm-hmm, you have your deck angled, and I assume that was to conform with the rear setback?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Again, we tried to, you know, we didn't want to.
You got to throw another one at it?
Yeah, absolutely.
You can encroach 5 foot at that setback also, as long as it's only at the first floor. Not at the second or third floor, just the first.
Huh. and her ideas. I've been downsizing this thing. I'm trying to make a lease impact on the environment. All right, now I think, yeah, that was...
Now, having said that, would it be possible to move your house back and ask for a lesser variance? So you'd be 15 feet from your, from the rear, and then you would only need a 8/10 of a foot variance.
I think it was a lot of this was the distance we were going to have back there, because like I said, it is on the canal.
Mm-hmm.
With I don't have the landscape plans, but that would have pretty much put us a lot closer than the canal we wanted to be. From the soil scientist, he had a specific area that he wanted us to build in.
Okay.
And you know, like I said, there's a bulkhead right on that 100-foot line, so he was kind of wanting us to be in this certain area. I do have that report, not with me, but it was a pretty, we did a geotechnical survey of the property, and we're actually going to do it on a regular foundation. That was the thing, not piling. So
okay.
That was a big part of the placement of the whole thing.
Okay. Did you ever get flooding in that rear yard?
Even the hurricane last year, they said it was pretty dry, because that was my big concern, was whether we wanted to go up, you know, pilings, no garage underneath, but this place was on a crawl space. I mean, and they had no problems with all the flooding we had last year, which was, to me, pretty amazing, because that area down there does get flooded, but it seemed it's in a very high spot. We're actually going to be out of the flood zone, the 7-foot mark, for the first floor once we have our floor in, we should be above that mark. So as far as that goes, we're going to be pretty dry.
Okay.
Your question, Mr. Mills, if you take notice, there's the black line is the footprint of the whole building, including the decks, and he's actually changed the angle of the one area.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming, that is that a room or is that additional deck space?
Decking.
On the left here?
Yeah, where there's two doors on the top right.
Yeah, there is a that's like a porch on the second floor. Oh yeah, that
the decking on the rear.
That would eliminate the I guess you could still push it back, but yeah, that's a porch there, and then there's above on the third floor is a deck above that too, coming out of the one bedroom, I believe. Like I said, this was when we submitted this, we had the footprint pretty general. We modified some of the interior rooms and stuff like that, but
okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. No further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I believe the applicant has met the standards for the granting of the variance on the front yard of a 7-foot variance. It's demonstrated that the property is unique in its physical circumstances as well as the building line restrictions. I believe he's exhibited that the property cannot necessarily otherwise be developed in the way they want to build their house. When created by the applicant, I don't believe it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood, but enhance it. And I believe it's a minimum variance to afford relief. So I would move that we approve case number 11,277.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11,277. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
And Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,277 is approved.
Thank you very much.
You.